Alicia Florek and Will Gardner, please.
12 counts of murder.
12? 12 murders?
Yes.
What did your client do? Shoot up the base?
Sergeant Elkins works in the UAS division.
UAS?
Unmanned aerial systems. Drones. Sergeant Elkins is charged with disobeying orders and firing 2 Hellfire missiles on 12 unarmed citizens in Waziristan, Afghanistan.
And you're defending him?
Her. Yes.
So why do you need us? We're still not very qualified to assist in military court.
You did it once before.
Yes, but not very well.
Well, that is debatable. Due to the seriousness of the charge, Sergeant Elkins is insisting on civilian support, and I thought you would do the least damage. Sorry. I didn't mean it that way.
I'm so sorry, Captain. We would love to help.
She has money from her family.
Would you excuse me? Be right back. Yeah, what are you finding out?
You're being investigated.
Thanks, Kalinda. Anything else?
The state's attorney's office wants to use you to get to Lamon Bishop.
I know. If we drop him as a client, will they back off?
No, go.
Kalinda.
Don't worry. They're backing off anyway. Peter's no longer in charge of the investigation.
He... what?
Yeah, he's worried about a conflict of interest. His wife working under you.
He really backed out?
Yeah.
I hear someone confronted him about this conflict of interest.
So who is in charge?
My guess is Carrie.
So that's your source on this, Carrie?
No, someone close to him. Someone else on the investigation.
So you think I can exhale?
I think you dodged a bullet.
Miss Sharman?
Hello.
Who's that?
No idea.
Where are you again?
D.C.
Oh, yes. Cheese. Our most important client. Tell Eli not to screw this one up. We lose cheese, we lose our quarter.
Will do.
Now, go exhale. Do something nice to someone.
You know, Captain, we might be able to work something out.
We thank the USDA for their time as they reconsider which food guide to recommend to Congress. Our argument is simple. Go back to the pyramid. The old food guide was simple, bold, understandable. We have witnesses here today, school teachers, parents, who will testify that children could easily grasp its pictures.
Yes, the school teacher.
The iconic
She looks like a Bond girl.
She's a fifth grade school teacher.
I don't care, she doesn't look like a school teacher. They won't listen unless she looks like one. Just tell her to put a sweater on or something. Hold on.
The new design...
Give me your glasses.
The new design, my plate, is confusing.
Come on.
What are grains? What is protein? We would argue that this is the result of aggressive lobbying by the produce council.
As opposed to aggressive lobbying by the cheese council.
We don't deny that we are lobbying under Secretary Brattle, but we would deny that that's all that we're doing. As you can hear from a Miss Vicki Evans, a school teacher from Nebraska, she can talk of the difficulties that she has with...
Why don't we just say what this is really about? Cheese. You've lost $2 billion a year because of the new, more accurate guy.
Are you kidding? More accurate? You have dairy in a cup. How is that accurate?
It's not a cup. It's a smaller circle.
You drink milk in a cup. You don't drink
there
cheese.
There was no room on the
plate.
What
are you talking about? It's a cartoon. It's not a real plate. Who's paying you off? The Produce Council?
Okay. Thank you, everyone. We will discuss this in executive session, make our recommendations to Congress.
Hey, what's going on here, boss?
Don't worry. Secretary Henshaw's still with you. We asked to effect new terms.
You were supposed to get a yes on the pyramid.
He didn't expect the brush back from the undersecretary, that's all.
He's trying to shake us down.
Oh, yes, Chicago. I forgot. The secretary doesn't shake down. He's on your side. This is going to Congress next week. The pyramid will be reinstated. Trust me.
Secretary's aide?
Yeah, why?
Well, how does she know me?
She doesn't know you.
Oh, good. I was just making sure our gift arrived.
At ease, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
These are the 2 civilian lawyers I discussed. Will Gardner, Alicia Florek, from Lockhart Gardner.
Hello, Gina.
Do you want to sit?
No, sir, thank you.
Okay. If you don't mind, we will. So, these murder counts, they are all based on your work at the Predator UAS installation in...
Nevada. Addis Air Force Base, sir.
And you do what there?
I am a UAV operator. I read and react real-time on the ground alterations as detected by the UAV sensors and control the Predator targeting systems.
The missiles?
Yes, ma'am.
Your commanding officer accuses you of inaccurate and unprofessional reporting as to the presence of 12 unarmed civilians, resulting in their deaths?
Yes, sir, that is accurate.
It's accurate that that happened?
No, sir, it's accurate as to the charge.
I see. So, what happened? I wish you would sit down.
I'd rather not, sir. There are occasional delays in the transmission of text alerts and sensor relays. I received the information too late, sir.
The transmission is logged as on time because it indicates the time it was sent, but not the time it arrived.
Is there someone who can corroborate that, Gina?
Ma'am, I don't understand the question.
Is there someone who saw the delay in the transmission?
Yes, ma'am. As I already informed Captain Hicks, my pilot saw it too, Lieutenant Ventura.
The pilot in the drone?
No, ma'am. On the ground. We remotely operate the Predator UAV from Nevada.
Well, maybe we can interview him. Unfortunately, military justice moves very swiftly. So we're struggling to catch up. Go ahead, Sergeant. Ask the question.
Are you taking my case, sir?
Do you want us to take your case?
I do.
Then yes. She looks like she's 15 years old.
She's terrified.
One thing I don't understand is why are they prosecuting this? I mean, there must be hundreds of civilian deaths in similar drone mishaps. Why prosecute this one?
I have no answer for that.
Okay. Let's get to this pilot, Lieutenant Ventura.
Get me the dairy people on the phone, all of them. Where did you go? I need your help with the produce people. Heard they got a new lobbyist, and I heard he's as good as me.
She is.
Who?
Secretary's aide, Stacy Hall. She flipped sides.
No conference call. I'll call them later. Are you sure?
Yep. She played you, Eli. She left the USDA to become a lobbyist for the produce people.
Produce or fruit?
Fruit. USDA never intended to go back to the pyramid. They were just trying to shake down the dairy guild. I'll be back. Having a hard time staying away from me?
Yep. You are just irresistible, Kalindo.
So what's up?
I need a meeting with Diane Lockhart.
Really? Why?
Our investigation into Will Gardner.
I thought you guys were winding down.
We are.
Just dotting a few I's.
All right. I'll see what I can do, and...
You'll tell me when the investigation heats up with you.
Oh.
You will be my first call. You want me out of your chair?
No, stay comfortable. Who's that?
Kalinda.
Really?
Yes.
How nice for you two.
Oh, yes. She is quite the conversationalist.
She's definitely that.
We're going to stay in touch.
Got her on speed dial, have you?
Oh, thanks for reminding me. Kalinda is arranging a meeting with Diane Lockhart, and she asked me to call her when the investigation heats up.
Then give her a call. Getting a special prosecutor today.
You're kidding, who? Me. I'm Wendy Scott Carr. Hello. Hi. Peter assigned you?
Yes. I think he thought that the person who ran against him and lost was a safe bet to be objective with a case involving his wife.
Well, of course, this case doesn't involve his wife.
Actually, we don't know that yet. Let's see where the evidence takes us. Shall we get to work?
Except you. Mr. Gardner, isn't it?
Yes, Your Honor.
What were you saying?
What was I saying?
Yes. As I entered court, you saw fit to say something to your co-counsel, Mrs. Florek.
Judge Curry.
What were you saying, Mr. Gardner? I would like to get it on the record.
Apologies, Your Honor. I was commenting, are there any other judges in the military?
Good. To answer your question, yes, there are. And yet here I am again. Happy days. Captain Moyer, you have no objection to the accused civilian representation?
We don't, Your Honor. We welcome it, although it is a bit crowded at the defense table.
I imagine you can hold your own. Are there any motions before we call the panel?
You take it. She hates me.
Was that also something you wanted to share, Mr. Gardner?
Yes, Your Honor. I told Mrs. Florek, you take it. She hates me.
You wound me, sir. What do you have for me, ma'am? We ask the court's assistance in transporting a witness for the defense, a Lieutenant Matt Ventura. He was the pilot that was stationed with our clients at the UAS, and he has firsthand knowledge of these events. Captain Moyer, do you have any objection to this?
We don't, Your Honor. In fact, we've already transported him as a witness for the prosecution.
Well, that's awkward, isn't it?
What's most important is that we run an ethical and clean investigation. That's the best way to honor the state's attorney's directive. Now, I understand you have evidence of theft and bribery.
Not evidence. Suspicions.
More than suspicions. The $45,000 Will Gardner stole.
That was 15 years ago. The statute of limitations has expired.
What about his connection to Judge Baxter?
Yes. I think we should start there.
No. We don't need that to get to Lamont Mission.
Yes, well, that's what I most want to talk about. I know the plan was to use Mr. Gardner as a stepping stone to his drug-dealing client, but I believe we should use Mr. Gardner as a stepping stone to Mr. Gardner. I understand you have a source in Lockhart Gardner.
I do. The investigator, Kalinda Sharma.
Good. Cultivate that.
Hang on a minute. Wasn't the directive of this investigation to pursue drugs, Mrs. Scott?
It was. And we could be concerned about mission creep here. But Mr. Florek has given me the autonomy to set objectives. And in looking at the evidence, I believe the more profitable direction is judicial corruption. How does that sound?
Good to me.
Me too.
So you saw the alert from the ground commander warning that there were civilians in the vicinity?
Yes, sir.
There's sometimes delays in the transmission of such alerts. Did you experience any delays here?
No, there were no delays, sir.
Then why did the accused ignore the warning?
Objection! It's not determined yet that Staff Sergeant Elkins ignored anything.
Overruled.
I don't know why Sergeant Elkins ignored it, sir. I was stunned when she fired on the target.
Thank you, Lieutenant, and thank you for your service to this country.
Your Honor, we asked for a 5-minute recess. Denied.
Don't impeach him. Use him to ask the question.
Lieutenant, have there been other civilian deaths due to drone maneuvers?
Other Afghan deaths?
Yes.
There have.
How many?
I don't know.
But there have been civilian deaths. Not intentional civilian deaths, accidental.
Yes, our drones are accurate, but we can't control everything that happens on the ground in Afghanistan.
In fact, aren't civilian casualties such a common occurrence that they have been assigned the slang term squirters?
No, ma'am, that's incorrect.
Oh, my apologies. In the week before the arrest of Staff Sergeant Elkins, weren't 8 civilians killed in a drone attack on the Al-Qaeda operative Ahmad al-Dasari?
I believe 9 were killed.
Excuse me. 9. And how many drone operators were arrested in that attack?
How many?
Yes.
None, to my knowledge.
And how many prosecutions and arrests have resulted from any of these civilian deaths?
None.
So I'm trying to figure this out. Even though you're in a trailer 20 miles north of Las Vegas, you do consider yourself part of the battlefield in Afghanistan?
Yes, of course.
And like many of the men and the women on this jury, you have been in battle, even though you don't have any war wounds to show for.
That's correct, ma'am.
So Staff Sergeant Elkins was in battle too, wasn't she?
Yes.
So this is a prosecution of a soldier who accidentally killed a civilian on the battlefield, isn't it?
Objection.
Sustained.
That's okay. I think the jury understands.
Mrs. Florek.
Yes, that's right. Keep it casual. Don't see me until... Hark.
There you are. I was rushing over here rehearsing my apology. Can I just say I am so sorry? Oh, did you order me something?
Just a little cheese and fruit.
You are such a kick, Eli. Well, I hope this means you forgive me.
It does. I blame myself for not seeing it coming.
Oh, come on. There was nothing to see. I was just offered the Fruit Association job yesterday. Smile, Eli, so I know you're okay. I'm not going to let you go. You're too cute to let go.
No, you're the cute one. Did anyone ever tell you you have a pre-recorded voice?
A what? No. What is that?
One of those credit card voices that tells you your call will be answered in the order received.
I got to borrow that one. So on the phone, you mentioned something about us working together?
Yes. The Dairy Guild and the Food Association are natural allies. We have a mutual enemy.
Vegetables?
Yes. You lost real estate. Vegetables gained real estate at your expense.
That's what I keep telling the fruit growers. Well, what do you propose?
Combine our lobbying efforts.
I want to say yes, Eli, but you can't keep going after the pyramid.
So what should we do?
Well, without acknowledging where are we yet, you should create a new diagram.
You mind if we do?
Well, show it to me. Fruit and cheese are natural allies here, right?
She said yes.
Yeah. Yes, but she's lying. She said yes too quickly. She's either already talking to the vegetable lobby or she'll use our interest to up their interest.
But you got all of this from yes?
We need to talk to the bread people.
Eli, our clients don't want to go there.
I'll talk to them. It's the only way to beat this lady.
We are not trying to beat this lady, Eli. We're just
trying to do well by our clients.
I gotta go.
Andrew R. Galecki. I work at Langley as a military analyst.
And you were part of the sensor-to-shooter decision chain on the drone maneuver?
Yes, the kill chain.
Now, the defense has argued that there are many deaths in UAS maneuvers, and this is just one more. Is that true?
There is, in fact, collateral damage in drone maneuvers, but most of these deaths are taken into account in the kill chain algorithm.
You'll have to explain that, sir.
We take into account the strategic value of eliminating a target, the potential damage to civilians, and proximity to mosques, schools, or hospitals. This is all entered into a computer algorithm which determines the worthiness of an attack.
So there are some deaths of civilians that are deemed appropriate?
Unfortunately, yes. Sometimes the value of killing an Al-Qaeda target outweighs killing civilians.
And that was the case with the Al-Qaeda operative Ahmad al-Dasari. The defense has argued that someone should have been arrested in that attack because civilians were killed.
No. That attack was sanctioned. We were willing to risk more deaths because Mr. al-Dasari was such a danger to the United States.
And the drone attack initiated by the accused?
That was not a sanctioned attack. We sent out an immediate transmission when we saw children in the area. The accused took it upon herself to fire anyway.
How many women are on the jury?
Six.
We should argue she's being prosecuted because she's a woman.
It's not true. And even if it were, it doesn't matter.
Why isn't it true? The pilot isn't being prosecuted. None of her commanders, all men.
Do we know that?
Check the transcripts. I thought it was all male names.
It won't work. The panel will consider it whining.
What defense would they consider not whining? What'd you find?
Nothing. Would you excuse me for a moment?
Seducing me? I don't want to seduce you.
You don't?
No.
Too easy.
Hey. What's the point anyway? I'm dead.
Without a penis involved, it's like baseball without a bat.
When will you get it when you get it?
Oh, indeed.
It's different. A woman slips, and when you get a woman excited, it's not like a man.
I hope not.
It's not aggressive. It's slow. Suspenseful.
You want to hurt Carrie?
No.
Yeah, you do.
That's okay. He wants to hurt you, too.
Really? And how does he want to do that?
Through me?
How's he going to do that through you?
There's a special prosecutor, Wendy Scott Carr.
Yep. And we're not going after Lamont Bishop. We are going after Will Gardner.
On what?
Bribery. Banging judges.
Did I say banging?
You did?
I meant bribing.
I need to get a cab.
Where's my mom?
I got it.
No. I got it.
You all right? It would take more than just a few shots to get me in bed.
Then what?
I asked her what it was like to make love to a woman. You want to know what she said? When we get excited, you can feel it.
She wanted to touch you.
She wanted to fight.
What were you looking for?
Just seeing if someone was looking through my files.
Well, your history's right here, which should show you which files were open. How far back?
Saturday.
Nope, nothing on Saturday. Your webcam was on, but that's about it. What's up?
What'd she do?
Nothing, I just want to create stronger boundaries. I think your grandmother misses being involved in our lives, and I want to talk to her about that.
Dad sends her to pick us up.
I know, and I'll talk to your dad, but I don't know if I can change that.
So you just wanted to keep her out of
your mind? She went through your laptop, didn't she?
What?
Grandma went through Mom's laptop.
I don't know that. I don't know. Your dad and I are being very good with each other these days, and I just don't want Jackie getting in the way of that.
What was she looking for?
I don't even know that she was. Here, take these keys and let me know if there are any problems.
Mom, what does she want?
I think your grandmother want sole custody for your dad.
What? Mom, we're not six.
I know. She wishes you were.
Is she looking for things you did wrong?
I don't know. Okay? I want to be safe. That's all.
Is there anything on there?
No.
Mom, are you all right?
I am. I just have to get this figured out. That's all.
We have to watch Grandma.
I know.
Bitch.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and your call will be answered in the order.
It's her voice.
Red, Eli.
Our interests are identical. Bread, dairy. You have suffered the most from the My Plate design. Bread used to hold a prominent spot on the pyramid. Now it is classified as grain.
So what do we do?
Combine our lobbying interests.
It's not going to help. It's all about vegetables these days.
What food holds most sway over Congress? What food receives $3.5 billion a year in food subsidies?
Corn.
That's right. Corn has always been classified as a vegetable, but it's just as much a grain.
How are you, Gina?
Good, ma'am.
Are you in touch with your parents?
I am.
Are they coming?
No.
Is there anything I can do for you? Anything at all?
No. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All rise!
Staff Sergeant Nora Swan, Aircraft Structural Maintenance.
And the accused was your bunkmate at Addis Air Force Base?
Yes, sir.
And what did you observe your bunkmate doing on the morning in question?
Ingesting Adrafan.
This is a prescription stimulant used to combat shift work sleep disorder?
Yes, sir.
It keeps you awake?
Yes, sir.
But it can also overstimulate, cause someone to overreact.
Objection! Beyond the expertise.
I'll rephrase. Have you ever been warned about the side effects of Adrafan?
Yes, sir. It can make you jumpy. React too quickly to stimuli.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Sergeant, where did Staff Sergeant Elkins get these pills?
They were mine.
So you have a prescription for them?
No.
But you were taking them, these pills that tend to overstimulate?
I was.
Why?
Well, we're in double shifts on some days on maintenance. You know, it's the only way to stay awake.
And you were fine with the risk of being overstimulated?
Objection.
I'll rephrase. You testified that you did not have a prescription for these pills, so where did you get them?
Where?
Yes, if you didn't get them from a medical specialist, you must have gotten them from somewhere.
I'd rather not say.
Yes, and I'd rather not ask.
From someone in the unit, ma'am.
Do other people in the unit take these pills?
Yes.
In fact, isn't it an open secret that Adrafan is taken by almost everyone from fighter pilots down
to... Objection, Your Honor. Calls for speculation.
Actually, I don't think it calls for much speculation at all.
Mrs. Florek.
My apologies, Your Honor. No further questions.
My parents always wanted me to take the corporate path.
But you were the rebel?
I tried being a defense attorney, but I realized I didn't like guilty people. Not that you do.
Oh, no, I do. I love them. That's why I work here. This isn't going to go well, is it?
Nope. This is where I sat when I was waiting to be fired.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have children, Diane?
I don't.
Well, I found the best way to raise mine was to tell them exactly what is expected of them, how they misbehaved, and what they have to do to get back in my good graces.
I didn't even know you had graces, and suddenly I seem to be out of them.
No, I'm speaking of your partner.
Ah, Will. Well, actually, he's in court right now, but why don't I tell him you dropped by?
Diane, I'm leading an investigation into judicial bribery. There are three judges on the bench who are receiving payments in trade for their decisions.
Really? Who?
We believe the nexus of that bribery scheme is Will Gardner.
It's always nice to know how my tax dollars are being spent.
Mr. Gardner has a Wednesday night pickup game involving lawyers and judges. At these games, he's introduced judges to bookies for the purposes of legal betting. The judges quickly get sucked into bigger bets, at which time the bookies forgive the debt and trade for friendly sentences.
One thing I've noticed about prosecutors, Ms. Scott Carr, they tend to treat accusations as facts.
We know your hands are clean, Diane.
How do we know that?
You're right. We don't know your hands are clean. You can demonstrate your hands are clean by talking with us.
Oh, look at this. My two favorite people.
Carrie?
Glenda.
Did you get home already?
I did. Thank you.
Oof. Hangover. Nice jacket.
Thanks. I think it's the same level.
Thank you for the time.
No problem. Where's Will?
The parking.
You're being investigated.
I know. It's winding down.
It's not winding down. Peter Florek just assigned Wendy Scott Carr as a special prosecutor.
How do you know?
She was just in my office trying to turn me against you.
It's about Lamont Bishop. They're trying to use me.
No, it's not.
We need to get out of the Lamont Bishop.
But it's not. They're coming after you.
They say that just to scare you.
They say that because they have something. Judicial bribery.
What?
Your Wednesday night basketball games. She thinks you're introducing judges to bookies.
What?
The judges bet on games. They can't pay. The bookies relieve the debt in trade for a lesser sentence. I don't want you to say anything to me. But I want you to take care of this. I will not let this firm go under because of some SA fishing expedition.
Dang, it's not true.
Of course it's not true. That's not the point. Make it go away. Stop it.
Stop.
Alicia. Peter Florek is coming after you because you are sleeping with his wife. Don't lie to me. It's wrong. You are her boss. He is the state's attorney. Even if it weren't wrong, it's not smart. Stop sleeping with his wife. Do you understand me?
You, gentlemen, are a grain. You are not a vegetable. In fact, other vegetables gain more by being associated with you than you with them. That is why you are left with my plate. Where is corn? It is subsumed in vegetables. But we aim to change all that with this. A full-body food chart with sections for fruits, dairy, breads, and here, corn is at the heart, a place of prominence to reflect its importance in the American diet. It is to all our benefit to rethink the current food chart. And we need your help to encourage Congress.
Eli, hi, how are you?
I'm good. So you're here...
Oh, just to chat with a few friends.
Really?
Arthur, hi.
Hi. So you're trying to pull corn on board?
On board?
With you.
Well, it's produce, isn't it?
I thought we had a deal.
Really? Cheese and fruit?
That was our agreement.
When you're dead, Eli, you know what the polite thing is to do? Get a shovel.
We're worried it'll seem like outsiders meddling if we go tough on him.
Understood.
All right!
Thank you for returning, Lieutenant Ventura. You have testified that there was no delay in the stand-down transmission from the kill chain and that, therefore, Staff Sergeant Elkins overreacted. Yes, sir. Good. Okay. So, have there been transmission delays in the past? Have there been? Yes, but there wasn't one here. Sergeant Elkins ignored the order. I see. And is that why you started an online petition in the spring opposing the integration of females into the submarine force? Because females can't take orders.
Objection, Your Honor. Relevance?
I... sustained.
Lieutenant Ventura, have you worked with other female airmen in the UAV complex? Yes, definitely. And you have no issues working with female NCOs? No, of course not. Why? Because I'm asking you a question. Lieutenant Ventura, who is Staff Sergeant Montoya? Sergeant Montoya worked as a sensor operator in the UAV last year. She has since been removed. And she was removed because you complained about her. No, sir. She was being disruptive during our shift. So you had her replaced? No, I told my commanding officer and he replaced her. Understood. And how many other NCOs have you worked beside without incident? Dozens. This was my first incident. A female? Yes. That's incidental. So it's incidental that out of the dozens of NCOs you've worked with over the years, you've had complaints only about two females? Yes, sir. Who works with you now? I don't understand the question. Now that you've had Staff Sergeant Elkins replaced?
Objection.
Sustained.
Now that you're working with someone other than Staff Sergeant Elkins, are there any complaints? No, I work well with people. Is Staff Sergeant Elkins' replacement a male or a female? A male. Understood. Thank you for your honesty.
Hello, Jackie.
Alicia, I was, my key seems to be sticking.
I know.
You changed the locks.
I did.
Would you like to explain why?
Sure. I don't want you in here anymore.
You don't want me picking up Zach and Grace?
I don't, but I can't control what Peter needs from you.
What you need from me.
But I can control my home. I don't want you in here, Jackie. I don't want you going through my things. I don't want you in my computer.
You're hurting your children.
I might be. But that's between me and them. And I would never... take your word for it.
They're not safe with you.
Go ahead, Jackie. Reach into that bag of tricks. What do you have that could hurt me?
Zach is dating Eli Gold's daughter.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible.
They were in your bedroom.
Should I get a chair for this?
Grace goes into her bedroom with her tutor and locks the door.
Well, it would help if you got your facts straight, Jackie. There's no lock on Grace's door.
She pushes the chair against it.
Look at me, Jackie. Look at my face. You no longer have the power to wound. They're your children. You need to be their mother.
Good night, Jackie. Jackie drives you over to Dad's now?
Yeah, why?
Get your coat. Let's buy you a car.
No, I understand. I'll just keep in touch. Thank you.
That didn't sound good.
We're out of the cheese business. The dairy people want to change the direction. They're going with Stacy Hall. I explained she made no sense, as she represents fruit, too, but they felt a nonsensical plan made more sense than I did. I need something to drink.
Well, don't get morose.
Why not? Deserves a little wallowing, don't you think? $4 or $5 million a year between us? Nora, why don't I have scotch?
Win them back.
Oh, yes, you're right. What was I thinking?
Do men really have that much success in their life that the first setback that comes along, they get all weepy?
I'm not weepy. I'm tired. It's hard doing this. I don't sleep at night. I stare at the clock. I think about nothing else. And it's not productive time. It's stare at the clock time.
You can always give up.
Can I just have a minute to feel bad for myself?
Yes, I'm sorry.
I don't like losing. I'm always looking for when things start to turn south. What if it's now?
Eli, I'm going to wallow for a few hours now. We'll drink. I'll put you in a cab. You will sleep it off. You won't feel good in the morning. You will come in late, but you will come in. We'll sit. We'll talk. You've been lording it over us up until now.
I have not.
Yes, you have. Don't argue. You are brilliant, but you're not God's gift. We'll sit and talk. We'll hatch a plan. And Stacy Hall is going to rue the day, and that's a fact. But for the moment...
Members of the panel, have you reached a verdict? Staff Sergeant Regina Elkins, please stand. In the matter of the United States versus Staff Sergeant Regina E. Elkins, on the charge of murder under Section 118 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, Count 1, we, the panel, find the accused guilty. On the charge of murder under Section 118 of the Uniform Code, Count 2, we, the panel, find the accused guilty. On the charge of murder under Section 118 of the Uniform Code, Count 3, we, the panel, find the accused guilty. On the charge of murder under Section 118 of the Uniform Code, Count 4, we, the panel, find the accused guilty.
You thought it was unjust?
Yes.
Why?
She was scapegoated. She's being sent to prison because she was used as a scapegoat for an inaccurate drone program.
No. She was convicted because she did wrong.
She was a woman. That was
please.
Her only...
Do you know what that defense says about the thousands of women who serve honorably? We don't want that defense.
This isn't about want. This is about truth.
And the truth is, there are 12 people dead because of Sergeant Elkins' actions. She went to work incapacitated by drugs, and she killed 12 people. 6 children. You didn't ask one word about them. They are dead. They burned to death. Children like yours. Children like mine. Their mothers are mourning them right now. She may be pushing buttons, but they are dead, and they did nothing wrong. This was a just verdict. It was. And she will serve time for that. The problem with the charge of scapegoating is that it doesn't acknowledge at a certain point you have to hold people accountable. That is what's happening here. That's all. I have to go now. Good night, Mrs. Clark.
Thank you.